Today, inflation crawling lower for now, but... Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Welcome to this post covering finance and property news. Well, before we start looking in detail at the latest monthly CPI figures, I want to remind you that while the weights for the indicator are typically updated each year in October, the ABS says a partial update to the CPI weights has been implemented in July 2023. So as a result, the weight for international holiday travel increased, with the weight of other components in the basket adjusted to offset the increase in travel weights. In other words, a fall in travel costs will magnify the overall impact on the CPI, which is what has happened. In other words, the number wangers are at it again. That said, the monthly CPI indicator rose 4.9% in the 12 months to July, compared with 5.4% last month. The CPI excluding volatile items was at 5.8% compared to 6.1% last month, and the annual trimmed mean was 5.6% compared with 6% last month, so still well above the annual 2-3% target. So annual price rises do continue to ease. They've dropped from a peak of 8.4% in December 2022. The most significant contributors to the July annual increase were housing, up 7.3%, and food and non-alcoholic beverages, up 5.6%. Reducing the increase were price falls for automotive fuels, down 7.6%, and fruit and vegetables, down 5.4%. Now, these are annualized numbers, of course, and essentially are being impacted by what's called the base effect, in other words, what happened a year ago, as high numbers drop out. The ABS said CPI inflation is often impacted by items with volatile price changes like automotive fuel, fruit and vegetables, and holiday travel. It may be helpful to exclude those items from the headline CPI indicators to provide a view of underlying inflation. When excluding those volatile items, the decline in annual inflation is a more modest 5.8% in July compared to 6.1% in June. New dwelling prices rose 5.9% in the 12 months to July, reflecting high labour and materials costs, and the rate of price growth has continued to ease due to a softening in new demand and improvements in the supply of materials. The annual rise for new dwellings is the lowest since October 2021. Rent prices increased 7.6% in the 12 months to July 2023, up from 7.3% in June, reflecting strong demand for rental properties and tight rental markets. The rent series prior to July 2022 was measured on a quarterly basis using a survey of approximately 4,000 rental properties collected directly from real estate agents. But from July 2022, the ABS incorporated a new data source to measure the rent series in the monthly CPI indicator, and the quarterly CPI, the new data set obtained by the ABS, is updated monthly and includes approximately 480,000 rental properties that are used to produce the CPI rent series across all capital cities. Now, this is important because it means that it's not just new rents, which are going up significantly still, but all rents, including those that have been around for some time. Elsewhere, electricity prices rose 15.7% in the 12 months to July 2023, reflecting annual price reviews in July. Electricity prices rose 6% in the month. This reflects annual price reviews across all the capital cities. The rise was partially offset by the introduction of rebates from the Energy Bill Relief Fund from July. Those rebates reduced energy bills for concession households in Sydney, Adelaide, Hobart, Darwin and Canberra, and reduced bills for all households in Brisbane and Perth. Without the Energy Bill Relief Fund rebates in July 2023, electricity prices would have risen 19.2% in the month. In addition to concessional households, households newly eligible for the Energy Relief Bill Fund will receive rebates in Sydney, Adelaide, Hobart, Darwin and Canberra, and it's anticipated that those households will receive rebates from October 2023. For Melbourne, concession households will receive rebates from August 2023 and from November 2023 for newly eligible households. Now, this is a chart that shows the electricity series including and excluding government electricity rebates. Electricity series was updated with monthly prices from October 2021 onwards. Annual movements prior to October 2022 were calculated using base periods where electricity prices were updated quarterly in month 3 and were imputed for the months where prices were not updated. Gas prices rose 13.9% in the 12 months to July. That's down from 22.2% in June. That's due to higher wholesale gas prices following price reviews in July 2022 and January 2023. The decrease in the annual movement is due to the strong monthly rise in July 2022 of 9.8%, no longer contributing to the annual movement in July 2023. In other words, this is the manifestation of the base effect once again. Annual prices of food and non-alcoholic beverages rose 5.6%. That was down from a rise of 7% in June. The main contributors were food products, NEC, which rose 8.3% due to price rises for snacks and confectionery products and edible oils. Dairy-related products rose 12.7%, and bread and cereal products rose 9.9%. In monthly terms, food and non-alcoholic beverages fell 0.2%. driven by price falls for fruit and vegetables, down 2.9%. Automotive fuel prices fell 7.6% in the 12 months to July. That follows annual falls in June, down 10.6%, and May, down 8%, reflecting lower global oil prices compared to 12 months ago. So once again, the base effects are being seen. In monthly terms, automotive fuel prices fell 0.2% in July, compared to a rise of 3.8% in June. Holiday travel and accommodation rose 5.3% in the 12 months to July, down from 12.9% in June. Demand and prices remain elevated for both domestic and international holiday travel and accommodation. However, prices continue to ease since peaking in December 2022. So you can see that as the price rises grow more slowly, that flows through to the more heavily weighted element within the index. In monthly terms, holiday travel and accommodation prices fell 3.3% compared to a rise of 10.9% in June. The fall is driven by international holiday travel and accommodation after strong rises in June due to the start of the European summer season. So my point is this: there is probably a little bit of a fall in overall inflation at the moment, but it is probably nowhere near as significant as in these reported numbers, simply because of one, the base effects, and two, because of the reweighting that was done this time around. And also make the point that the monthly series are less reliable because they don't sample such a broad base as the quarterly numbers. So my view is this: while all of the media has been spieling that this is a demonstration of the fact that the RBA won't need to lift in September, my own view is it's probably line ball. They probably won't, but these numbers are still number weighing in all over the place, and there are some underlying trends to consider. Firstly, we know that the exchange rate is dropping, so that's going to put upward pressure on oil prices. We know that the costs of gas are at the moment under pressure thanks to the strike in Western Australia, now looking more certain. And the price of electricity, which is off the gas price, is therefore set to rise further. Therefore, don't declare the battle against inflation done yet, and the RBA will have to take this into account when they next meet. Now, if you're buying your home in Sydney's contentious market, you don't need to stand alone. This is the time you need to have Edwin Almeida from Ribbon Property Consultants standing alongside you. Buying a property is both challenging and adversarial. The vendor has a professional on their side. Emotions run high, price discovery and price transparency are hard to find, and then there's the wasted time and financial investments that you make. Edwin understands your needs, so why not engage a licensed professional to stand alongside you? With RPC, you know you have experience, knowledge, and master negotiators looking after your best interests. So shoot Ribbon an email at info@ribbonproperty.com.au. And if you use the promo code DFAWTW/Martin, you can get a 10% discount offer. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.